And now, a person's thoughts at the gas pump.
The Chevron is so gross. Look at that pump. It hasn't been cleaned since Alexander Hamilton was president. He was president, right? Of course, now it's time for the gas pump interrogation. Do you want to use your rewards points? No. Do you want to sign up for rewards points? No. Do you want a car wash? No. Cash or credit? Credit. Which type of gas? I drive a 98 Tercel. Trust me, I don't need Techron. At least I can wash my windshield for free. Wait, where's the squeegee? Oh, they probably chained it to the bathroom key. I'm so done with all of this. Why don't I just buy a Tesla? Oh, right, Elon Musk.
And those were a person's thoughts at the gas pump.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Now sit back, relax, and get ready to go on a musical voyage that makes Sergeant Pepper's seem like a rejected jingle for Ritz crackers.
I have got a serious case of the Mondays.
That is so stupid.
I think we're about to start a radio show.
Let's quiet down and try to be mature, okay?
Do you know what today is?
Today is a huge holiday.
Some argue today should be a national holiday.
We're baking chocolate chip cookies.
It is National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day.
Chocolate chip cookie important to me.
It's a chocolate chip cookie! Yeah!
Who wants chocolate chip?
I do.
Chocolate chip, your favorite.
Happy National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day.
It's showtime!
Yeah, it is the Mike Show. So darned happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and radio434.com. Also on the Alexa. How does that even work? How do you get our live show and our feature channel on the Alexa device? Well, it's magic. It's very much like you need to summon the Keebler elves and... No, wait. Never mind. You just simply enable the skill. You just do that one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill, and she will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. So we do the live show between 8 and 11, but we're playing some really great modern alternative and vintage 80s and 90s tracks and new music when it's still new. It's just a really, really great mix of alt and modern alt music. So check it out. And you can listen to it 24/7, 365, the Radio 434, that is. And I guess technically you can listen to the Mike Show anytime you want on demand, because we do the live show on Radio 434 between 8 and 11-ish. And then we repack all the show segments into a full-length podcast. And you can find that pretty much wherever you get your podcast. You can even find it on Alexa.
Hello!
Just say, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast. You have to add the VA. The Mike Show VA podcast. And you can search that wherever you get your podcasts. So Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com. Even just go to our website, radio434.com. Click on the Mike Show channel, and there is a link to the podcast right there. So you can go back. We've repacked hundreds and hundreds of episodes. I think we're up to episode 141 today for this year alone. So about 240-ish podcasts each year. We've been doing it for years now. So there's hundreds and hundreds of episodes. It's like our virtual time machine. You can go back in time. You can listen to all of our stuff right there on the podcast page. Oh, yeah, and we also do a video simulcast of the show, and you can watch that on Facebook Live at the Mike Show VA. All right, coming up, on today's program. Of course, we have your five random facts. Of course, we have your stupid criminals in the news. And we've got the good news. Sarah Blankenship is going to be joining us from Pierce Street Gateway. They're going to be talking about, she's bringing a guest, and they're going to be talking about Party on Pierce, and they're also going to be talking about their Thursday farmers markets and all the restorations that are occurring at this new visitor center that they're building right there. And it's such a historic landmark for our city. More historical landmarks in one block than any other place in Virginia, if you can believe it. So we're going to talk about the celebration of history for Pierce Street Gateway and all the events that they have coming up. That is in a little bit. So I have this. I have some statistics about laundry. All right, we've got a new poll. 5% of Americans never do their own laundry. And 5% of people go days without washing their underwear.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
Maybe. I don't know. All right. So we're going to talk about that. And, of course, we put it into a top list. Top other shocking but true laundry statistics. All right. That's all on the way. Stay tuned for that. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
John Barkley loves Tuesday nights with his pals.
You guys ever seen a perfect game?
Here we go.
A night when scores made aren't nearly as important as friendships kept.
Get out your phones. Gonna be epic.
So he doesn't miss a night. John counts on Centra to keep him healthy and at his best.
Perfection begins now. Start your video. Oh. Delete your video.
Like and share.
Centra, caring for, caring about folks like John.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
And now, Stark Differences Between the Sexes, Volume 59. Getting ready for an evening out.
Oh my God. Oh my God. I have nothing to wear. I am so fat. These shoes totally do not work. I've got to go shopping.
Where's my shirt? Where's my shirt? Where's my shirt? Oh, right, the laundry basket. There it is. I can wear this again.
This has been Stark Differences Between the Sexes. Stay tuned for Volume 60, Dealing with a Breakup.
Yeah. The Mike Show. Hi there. So happy you could join us on this Monday edition. So we're going to talk laundry. Who paid somebody to do a laundry survey? But anyway, we're going to look at it. Most of us do our own laundry, at least some of the time. Quite frankly, I would prefer, and I actually am getting my wish. I've told Tab that I would prefer to do my own laundry. Please don't do my laundry, because I'll get a really, really cool T-shirt, for example, and it fits perfect. Okay, I have a belly. I drink beer. I'm a little on the pudgy side in the belly area, and so I like my shirts. I have some that are rather form fitting, but they actually work. I mean, they're cut just so. And then I've got some that are just a little bigger, so that it kind of hides, you know, the belly, and it's not all snug up on me. But then she washes everything like, together in one load. So there will be towels and my t-shirts and her workout clothes and jeans and whatever. It all goes in, and sometimes it goes in on hot. So then, yeah, I got this teeny tiny little, here's my new t-shirt now, little teeny tiny thing. So I've asked, you know, just, I have a clothes basket, a clothes hamper rather, in the laundry room. I'm just going to put all my stuff in there. Just leave it alone. I'll do it. And she actually did it. She didn't do the laundry. She actually washed everything else except for mine. So I'm scrambling around this morning looking for something to wear. But we digress. Back to the story. Most of us do our own laundry, at least some of the time. But a few brave souls out there are relying on nothing but the smell test and vibes. According to a new poll, 55% of people say they always do their own laundry, while 5% never do their own laundry and say somebody else always does it. 9% of people claim they love doing laundry. Another 23% say they like it. 12% say they dislike it. Another 5% admit to hating it. 49% of people say they're totally neutral about the laundry thing, but 77% of them care at least a little about how it's done. I don't care how it's done. I just don't want my shirt to end up looking like something that Maddie can wear, or worse, that she could put on one of her dolls. So these people have options, or opinions rather, about mixing colors, temperatures, soaps, and dryer sheets. I guess I fall in that category. How often do people do laundry? Probably depends on the size of their household and the size of their wardrobe. But people were also asked about how long they're willing to wear something before washing it. 80% of people wash their underwear after wearing it once. Yes, that is correct. That's the way to do it. And men were more likely than women to wear their underwear multiple times before washing it. And overall, 5% wear their underwear 4 or more times before washing it.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
55% of them wash their t-shirts after one use. I'm going to ding these off. I wash my laundry after one use, no matter what it is. With the exception, the slight exception, of jeans and my shorts. Like the dress shorts and stuff. Because I'm not rolling around outside in those. 10% were willing to wear them, their t-shirts, 4 or more times before washing them. 29% of people wash their non-jean pants after one wear. Dress pants, too. I don't necessarily wash dress pants. I will send them to the dry cleaners every once in a while. But I very rarely wear dressy dress-up clothes. So I can get away with, like, sending them to the dry cleaners maybe once every 6 months. Anyway, 21% wear their non-jean pants 4 or more times before washing them. 19% of people wash their sweaters after one wear. 32% of them wear them 4 or more times before washing them. I'll agree with that. And then 16% of people wash their jeans after one wear. No, absolutely not. 36% wear them 4 or more times before washing them. Men are more likely than women to wear all of this stuff multiple times. So that brings us to our top list. 9% of Americans love doing laundry. 5% of Americans wear our underwear 4 or more days. 4 or more days before washing them.
You idiot!
But when it comes to washing our clothes, the eye-popping revelations don't end there. See what we mean with today's list? It's our top list today. Top other shocking but true laundry statistics. Sorry. Here we go. Number one. 0% of the time. 0% of the time. Elon Musk and Nick Cannon. Where's the story? There it is. Elon Musk and Nick Cannon forgets to empty his pockets and ends up washing a condom. Yeah. Top other shocking but true laundry statistics. 49% of people think the Snuggle Bear is a creeper. Yep. Top other shocking but true laundry statistics. 25% of Southerners refuse to mix colors for philosophical reasons. Top other shocking but true laundry statistics. 93% of stoners could watch clothes in the dry in the spin cycle forever. Just watch them spin and spin. Top other shocking but true laundry statistics. I think that should have been written in the dryer. Let's go back. Alright. Top other shocking but true laundry statistics. 93% of stoners could watch clothes in the dryer all day long. Top other shocking but true laundry statistics. 100% of current U.S. presidents glue dryer lint to their head. 52% of frat guys stuff their freshly washed socks down their crotch. Top other shocking but true laundry statistics. 64% of idiots put a dollar bill out of the washing machine and think they're guilty of money laundering. Top other shocking but true laundry statistics. 73% of Gen Z prefer Tide Pods as a snack. 5% of men know what fabric softener does. And 99% of people at a laundromat on a Saturday night regret their life choices. There you go. It's the Mike Show. It's the Monday edition. Yeah. Coming up, we have news and not headline news. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
From busy downtowns to the scenic and serene countryside, every destination has a story to tell. Where will your next adventure take you? Three Roads Brewing is proud to introduce Destination American Lager. You have arrived. Destination American Lager, now available at Three Roads Brewing, Lynchburg, and Farmville, Ballad Brewing in Danville, and anywhere they sell great beer. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
Hello, I'm Dr. Rick Jaminet. Moms-to-be, your body is amazing, but pregnancy can bring aches, pains, and even a breech baby. At Timberlake Chiropractic, we're specially trained in the Webster technique, a gentle, safe way to help turn breech babies naturally and make pregnancy more comfortable. Feel better, sleep easier, and prepare your body for a smoother delivery. Call Timberlake Chiropractic at 239-9077 or visit timberlakechiropractic.com and discover the natural way to care for you and your baby.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. Billy Bob Thornton turned 70 today. He's famous for being the only man named Billy Bob who has all his teeth. There are rumors Spider-Man actor Tom Holland could be the next James Bond. So in the next one, 007 gets carded when he tries to order a martini. Tom Cruise's next movie will take place underwater, and somehow he still finds a way to hang from a plane. And the World Dog Surfing Championships took place this weekend. You can tell by the looks on their faces, they're being forced to do it. This is not headline news.
No, it's not. It's the Mike Show, and I'm so happy you could join us on this absolutely gorgeous Monday. Wait till Monday, huh? It's absolutely beautiful. It feels so nice out there. I stepped outside, and it was like, yeah, very, very nice. Taking a look at tower cam position number, is that five? Five or six, panning from Commerce Street to the river and the fountain and the Fifth Street bridge there, or whatever they call it, going over up into Madison Heights. So again, so happy you could join us on the Monday edition. Coming up, we are going to get really, really smart with your five random facts. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Earthright Mid-Atlantic.
It's easy to get lost in all the solar ads from companies you've never heard of. But when you work with Earthright, you get real people you can call, text, or meet face-to-face. We're right here in Central Virginia. And when things go wrong, or when you just need a question answered, we're not a 1-800 number. We're your neighbors, and we're here for the long run.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Join the Lynchburg Hillcats at Bank of the James Stadium this summer for any of your favorite nightly promotions. New this year are Senior Sluggers Tuesdays, where members of the Silver Sluggers Club get in free, and College Pride Night, where those wearing college apparel receive a discounted ticket on Wednesdays. As always, we'll have Thirsty Thursdays and giveaways and fireworks on the weekend, and free admission for Kids Club members on Sunday. Get your tickets today at lynchburg-hillcats.com.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for...
Five.
Random.
Random.
Facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information, and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go, we don't know what you do, and quite frankly, it's probably much better that way. But if you say any of these five random facts back, somebody in the room is bound to say...
Wow.
Maybe, I don't know. All right, here we go. Number one. Martin Luther King Jr. and Anne Frank were born the same year, 1929. Betty White was born 7 years before them in 1922. Number two. Tennessee has the highest tax on beer of any state at $1.29 per gallon. Who buys beer by the gallon? Wyoming has the lowest at 2 cents per gallon. Number three, Greenland doesn't have much vegetation, not really green at all. It got its name from Nordic settlers who wanted to trick people into moving there. And now they got the interwebs. Number four, the Isley Brothers are the only group or artist that have a top 50 Billboard hit in the 1950s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and 2000s. And then number five, there's only one real person mentioned in the Harry Potter books, a 9-year-old girl in Toronto named Natalie McDonald, who was dying of leukemia. She was a huge fan, so a family friend emailed J.K. Rowling, who included her as a student at Hogwarts in the fourth book. And those are your five random facts. Yeah.
This has been today's edition of...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Random
facts.
Yep. It is the Mike Show. It's the Monday edition. Coming up, we have sounds, and we are going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
Let's see. There's Peyton, Leo, Tasia.
Ruth Stevens has 14 grandkids.
Jalen, Callie, Kayla.
That's a lot of birthdays, graduations, weddings.
Stanley, named for my dad.
So she doesn't ever miss one. Ruth counts on Centra to keep her healthy and going strong.
Shay, Christopher, and Theo. Got them all.
That's a responsibility Centra doesn't take lightly.
One more time, alphabetical order. Anthony.
Centra. Caring for, caring about folks like Ruth.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Monday edition. and it's early. What the heck? Anyway, Sarah Blankenship twisted my arm to come in early and record segments. Now, this isn't as early as when we used to do the show on traditional over-the-air FM. Because I was there by 6 a.m. every morning, and we did the show from 6 to 9. Now, and we started doing this show that way, but the listenership on streaming, we didn't move the meter during the six to 7 hour, and then we kind of sort of maybe moved the meter a little bit from 7 to 8. So we changed the time because from 8 to 9, 9 to 10, and even 10 to 11, our numbers shot through the roof.
Nice.
And that's when everybody's getting to the office they're, you know, they're turning on their streaming devices and all that. So we just started doing that. But you got me here much earlier.
I appreciate you.
Yes. Well, I appreciate you. I appreciate everything that, I mean, you are probably one of the hardest working individuals in the nonprofit world. And you always got something going on. So, and you brought us a guest today. So who did you bring?
Oh, I brought my very good friend and vice president of Pierce Street Gateway. This is Lauren Dionish.
Hello.
Hi, Lauren. How are you?
I'm doing great.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much for taking time today to be on the program and for everything that you do as well.
Thanks.
Tell us about your organization, and then you have an upcoming event that you'd like to talk about as well.
Yes. Well, first, I just want to restate that I appreciate you getting up a little early for me this morning.
Just a little bit.
I've got some things going on today, and thank you so much for working with
Absolutely.
Us.
Absolutely. No, it's totally fine. Totally fine. Lunch will be had.
Yeah. Yes, it shall.
Yeah.
Lunch, on me this
lunch
time.
Lunch will be had, and I will be bending your ear. So just be prepared for the torture. Just sheer torture.
I'm ready.
All right. So again, let's talk about your organization and you know what it does and how it got started, and then we'll go from there.
Thank you. So Pierce Street Gateway was incorporated in 2018 by Emeritus founder Stuart Coleman, and with him a lovely bunch of folks who got together and wanted to. Not only promote, but also preserve the history found in the Pierce Street Historic Renaissance District. In its 2.5 blocks, so it's the smallest historic district in all of the Lynchburg's 7 districts, it has the most historical markers in a space of that size in the whole state of Virginia.
Wow.
So, yeah, I want to be always shouting that from the rooftops.
Right.
Very, very amazing. Now, it is predominantly African-American history, so we focus a lot on Black excellence and the contributions that they made to shape the Lynchburg that we know today. Mm-hmm. So the history, the arts, the culture, the food, the vibes, the feeling, everything was found on Pierce Street. So we do a lot of events to make sure that the public knows about us. We're finding that a lot of people who were even born and raised in Lynchburg have never been to Pierce Street or don't have any idea where it is or what it is or who graced us with their presence there at one period in time. So we work really hard to make sure that this information is getting out there by partnering with a lot of wonderful organizations like the Whirlwind Johnson Foundation, who is the house of Dr. Robert Whirlwind Johnson. He was a famous tennis coach. He was also a surgeon and just a wonderful person who taught people like Althea Gibson and Arthur Ashe. So everybody knows who Arthur Ashe is if you're a tennis fan. And we just want to make sure that those legacies are preserved. So, and with me is, again, Lauren Dionish. If you're like me, you say things like you read. So it's not Lauren Dionish.
Many ways to pronounce it. And I answer to them all.
But she has come on board. She has been a board member for quite a few years and a contributor to the organization for a very long time. And we are happy to announce that she is now the vice president.
Yay!
Well, congratulations. Should we be playing Hail to the Chief?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah,
all the same work, just a new title.
Okay. All right.
And nice. I'll let Lauren tell you a little bit about what she does and how she feels about the organization.
Well, please do.
Yeah. Well, so I'm an architect with Atelier 11, and we're just up the street on Jefferson Street. Mm-hmm. And We do a lot of modern work. We do a lot of new buildings, but we have a very soft spot for historic architecture. Mm. And so when Stuart Coleman asked us to help on this, we said we will be happy to.
Wow.
Because we felt like this was a building that was in dire need of help. It was, you know, it's from the 1880s, mm-hmm. or 1880 it was built. Mm. And also just knowing that right on that corner, it currently has a boarded up facade. And so right now it's a little bit of an energy suck. It doesn't like give out energy.
Yeah.
But once the this fall we'll be redoing the facade and the whole first floor and the exterior.
Okay.
And it will now radiate energy, and we're rebuilding the two-story porch. It's amazing. And it will start to become a thing that enlivens the neighborhood and becomes a place you know, where people can learn about the history. It is a visitor center. But also, Sarah and Haley are always doing outreach with other nonprofits. Mm-hmm. So sometimes Jones Memorial Library comes in. Sometimes the Legacy Museum comes to our events. And a lot of other groups. So it's a place where people can learn about what's going on. We even have Johnson Health come. So,
And what is the address of this? Because I want to bring it up. And I can see if I can find an image of it now.
Oh,
and,
wonderful.
And kind of bring that up onto the screen.
Yeah.
It's 1301 Pier Street. Okay. And the building we're talking about specifically is the Callaway store.
Yes.
So it's been, as Lauren stated, since 1880, it has been a plethora of things. Always has been a community touchstone. And so it was part of Camp Davis originally, and then it was one of the first Black-owned businesses in Lynchburg that had a penny candy store, which our neighbors fondly remember it as. but it also housed folks that came.
Does it have the yellow facade, and there's a little tiny library out in front of it?
Yes!
Is that it?
You got it.
Okay.
Lovely little place.
Let me pull this up on screen. And for those of you that are listening, if you want to go on over to our Facebook page, at the Mike Show VA. So there is the place. Right there.
There it is.
Yeah, and it's a pretty sweet building. And then Sarah got involved early on because we couldn't really use the building. So they made a community garden through, through the Alliance?
Through Leadership Lynchburg.
Leadership Lynchburg. Mm-hmm. And that turned out to be one of the best ways to have outreach with the community over the past 4 years.
And there it is. I
love
the Google. Okay.
Because Google is good.
Yeah, the Google is good because you can do the Google and you can just drive all over the place and show these images. And let me see if it's translating really well over to our Facebook Live. So
nice.
I'm going to start using this feature a lot more often when we start talking about places.
Cool.
That's
okay.
Cool.
So I can see that there does need to be a little bit of work on this building.
Yes. Yeah, we're getting a new roof soon. Okay. You know, the roof's 140 years old.
That's
so
it? I
guess it needs to be redone.
Just 140 years?
That's but an amazing fine. Thing is happening fine. Is that there's a wonderful local mason and a local roofer that are donating their services mm-hmm. and materials yes. to give us a new roof and to reestablish our foundation, which is kind of crumbling. And so that will allow us to, you know, stabilize the building and give it another 150 years of
wow.
life. Plus,
this
we get
tremendous.
To use it.
Yeah.
So, and last year at one of our big events that we'll talk more about at Party on Pierce, we opened up the store, and it was like we found out it was the first time the store had been reopened in 40 years. Mm-hmm. And so neighbors came in for
That's
our
amazing.
Party,
yeah.
and they were so excited, and they shared stories of what it was like to be able to walk there and buy things.
Yes.
So we're excited that those neighbors are still around and
yes.
that we're also getting oral history projects to highlight them. And then,
I'm sorry, I'm so having fun with,
I bet
with this,
you are.
With this Google Street View. And I am listening, by the way.
I hope it's at a time where our garden looks really good.
Yeah.
I don't know the exact date that this was, but everything looks decent.
Good.
You know, so
Yeah, it's got a lot of TLC. Like it was repainted. We were able to get it repainted 2 years ago because it was looking really sad.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So you were probably seeing the picture after the paint, which is good.
Yeah, it's the yellow with white trim.
Yeah.
And then the storefront has little images of folks.
Yes.
yeah. in the windows.
And it's sweet. Like the Ann Spencer family worked to help stabilize it before Stuart Coleman purchased it. And they did a lot of work. So we are thanks to them for keeping it, giving it some love and making sure it didn't fall into the ground. Mm-hmm. And now we're able to do that next big push to help it out. And we are started landscaping for our children's garden, and then we're hopefully we'll be putting up a pavilion this late summer or fall for our that will house a lot of our outside activities.
Finally, well, some shade.
I know, we desperately need shade.
Well, this is tremendous. Now, speaking of upcoming events, let's talk about that a little bit. What are some of your upcoming events? I know you always have something going on,
and they
always happen. They always happen to coincide with an event that I'm doing somewhere else.
I know.
So, but let's chat about that. What do you have upcoming?
Well, we're fortunate to have this lovely garden, mm-hmm. and then we also have a connection with a farmer out of Cullen, Virginia, and we are doing a monthly farmer's market.
Nice.
So it's the first Thursday, and, you know, it's start your weekend early at Pierce Street, because I like going to the market on Thursday so that for the weekend I have all the stuff I need.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a pretty sweet little market. We've got the fresh veggies and produce. This time we're having herbs for sale as well, fresh herbs. We have a stand with, it's called Two Sisters, and a stand, and it is darling. They sell lemonade, and it's these two cute little girls and their
really
parents.
Good.
It's nice. Very good, and they also have a wonderful pie. And then, speaking of pies, we also have a whole stand that's devoted to Woodruff's pies. So instead of going to Elon to get your pie, you can just go to Pierce Street.
There you go.
And it's whole or slice.
Half.
Yeah. We'll do two halves together.
Yes.
So you can get
the
peach on one side, strawberry on the other. So anyhow, it's really fun. And then we also have a grill stand, a grill tent, and that fellow creates shish kebabs, and a kid's meal that we sell is less money than a Happy Meal, and it's healthy and fresh.
Yes.
That is amazing. Okay, so this takes place every Thursday.
First Thursday of the month.
Okay.
We're not that ambitious yet.
No, so reading is fundamental. I am looking at the screen. First Thursdays from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., and it's at 1301 Pierce Street in Lynchburg. I'm checking this out.
Thank you. We also have live music.
Yes.
So every month we have a different performer.
Okay.
We have amazing artists like Brad Cox has come. But this month we're doing something a little new and really excited about it. We are doing an open mic.
Wow.
Yes.
That's awesome.
I think
Five to seven.
That's really, really cool. So then what else? You have another upcoming event as well, speaking of partying.
Party on. Yeah, so we have Party on Pierce. This is our second annual fall festival where we will be closing down the street so pedestrians will be more than safe to come out and enjoy so many fun festivities. We will have historic tours. We are going to... we'll have music, Tony Cam, and the School of Funk. So a cohort of children from 10 to 17 years old will be entertaining us, as well as the wonderful jazz trio C'est La Vie.
Very cool.
So there's lots of family-friendly activities that will be happening throughout the day. We do have an ABC license, so we will be having some adult beverages as well as children's beverages and water. Thanks to Wawa has donated water.
Wawa donated water.
That's a tough one.
And so that is when? Saturday... September 20th.
September 20th, yes.
2 to 5 p.m.
Oh, very, very cool.
And last year was a big hit. I mean, it was our first time doing it.
Yes.
And we were running around like crazy people, but it went well and people had a good time. And Sarah has gotten all, like, it's the entire time is music acts.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no time that is not that.
Yes.
But
nice.
Then we also have, we open up the grocery as a senior appreciation, and we have fresh free things, snacks and drinks for seniors, because so many of the people in our neighborhood are seniors that used to come to the store.
Yes.
So we wanted to honor them. And so, yeah, there's a lot of neat stuff and crafts to do. So I think people have a good time. And anytime you close off the street, it just creates a whole new vibe. And if you haven't been to Pierce Street, it is a tree-lined street. It's lovely.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just think everyone will have a good time.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you know, just the fact that you you can do tours and you can learn about the history of mm-hmm. the yes. area as well, plus enjoy live music and games
yes.
and food
yes.
and have a cocktail or two.
Yes.
Have a beverage. That's wonderful.
Last year we had the fabulous Kathleen Davis doing the historic tours
nice.
Atop a horse-drawn carriage.
Very cool.
So we are hoping to recreate that again yes. for everyone this year.
All right. Yeah.
And a fish fry.
We will be having a fish fry. So yummy, delicious food. Also, yeah. I have to shout out the Whirlwind Johnson Foundation again because we are partnering with them. They will have their tennis courts open for tennis exhibits.
Very cool.
So it is really going to be the place to be on September 20th.
Nice. And that's Party on Pierce, Saturday, September 20th from 2 to 5 p.m. And it's free.
It's free.
Yeah.
So and open to the public.
Come on out and enjoy yourself. Mark your calendars. Well, folks, thank you so much.
Thank you for taking so much time.
And again, for everything that you do. I know you're always so busy and you've got so much going on, but I appreciate you taking time to tell people about this.
And thank you for recognizing that and opening up early for us. We appreciate you.
Absolutely. It is the Mike Show. It's the Monday edition. Coming up a little bit later on, we have your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Hey, it's Chris, and this is Playing Here. This Thursday, August 7th, at Three Roads Brewing in Lynchburg, it's Yappy Hour. Pause what you're doing and head to Yappy Hour with Lynchburg, Parks and Rec, Three Roads Brewing, and the Mike Show for a tail-wagging good time. Enjoy yard games, dog-friendly vendors, live music, and adorable pups from the Lynchburg Humane Society. Lynchburg Water Resources will be there with their Scoop the Poop campaign and fun freebies. Bring your leashed, well-behaved pup as well as donations. No registration needed. Just leash up and join the potty. On Saturday, August 16th, it's Summer Jam at Three Roads Brewing Lynchburg, an all-day free live music festival featuring the Whiskey Shakes, the Chapsticks, Old Town Connector, and Bigfoot County on our new covered stage in the YMCA parking lot. Gates open at noon. The Punk Rock Flea Market will be on hand with dozens of vendors, along with 7 food trucks, plus plenty of ice-cold beer to celebrate the 5th anniversary of Three Roads Brewing in Lynchburg. Court Street will be blocked off from 12th and 13th Street to accommodate our Summer Jam Outdoor Festival, brought to you in part by Bank of the James, partnering for good, and Southern Air, sponsoring our cooling tents. Check out our Facebook event page for more information and our updated parking map. It's the 5th annual Summer Jam Music Festival, Saturday, August 16th, from noon to 10 p.m. at Three Roads Brewing, 1300 Court Street, Lynchburg. That's Playing Here, brought to you by Three Roads Brewing on Radio 434.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
Okie dokie, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. It's our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. All right, so there was a man naked in his backyard in 2017. Okay, that's... all right. I mean, it's one thing to be maybe on your deck. It's another thing. Back in your backyard. Anyway, a Google Street View car came driving by, and even though he was behind a 6.5-foot tall fence, the camera caught him literally with his pants down. Google Maps shows a picture of the guy's butt, keeping in mind it also contained his address as it was spread all around social media. He sued. The court awarded him $12,500.
Took a pic of my butt in my backyard. $12,000 settlement for my butt on the TV. Now I'm getting slack for showing my crack in the breeze. For all
all to see. Viral on the internet. Now Google helps me pay rent. Google showed my butt walking around my backyard.
Yep. All right. Let's go to, let's see. Are we going to, oh, showbiz. Oh, man, Lonnie Anderson died. Good Lord, this has been a rough year. All right, now, you may remember Lonnie Anderson from many, many things, but I personally remember Lonnie Anderson from WKRP in Cincinnati. Yes, even back then, I was in love with radio my entire life, and WKRP in Cincinnati, the TV show, was one of my favorites. Lonnie Anderson passed away yesterday following an acute prolonged illness. She was 79 years old. Her blonde bombshell great looks were the first thing seen in the very first episode of WKRP in Cincinnati.
Morning, Jennifer.
Morning, Herb.
Any calls?
No.
Messages?
Nope.
Mail?
None.
How about lunch?
No lunch either.
Dinner?
Busy.
Okay, how about later at my place?
You're married, Herb.
Oh, yeah. I'm Andy Travis, the new program director. Sorry, I got a meeting. We'll talk later. If you last that long. Nice fellow.
One of the best. Would you like to see the big guy?
The big guy?
The skipper, the chief, the head honcho, the jerk who runs this place?
All right, WKRP in Cincinnati ran for 4 seasons, by the way. I happen to have all of them on DVD. Let's see. What is this? Starting today, Wendy's is serving a Wednesday Addams-inspired meal to promote Season 2 of Wednesday. A writer for thetropicalfruit.com went to check it out. She Check it out. It's written really clunky. Anyway, so a writer went and checked out this this inspired meal, the Wednesday Addams meal, and she went to TikTok after a long wait. Here, listen.
It was a one-day event. I waited 5.5 hours. When it was finally our turn, we placed our order and drove through the Nevermore Academy gates. Each room was decorated to resemble different parts from the show. To make it extra spooky, a worker retrieved our order by opening a morgue door. The meal came with an event-exclusive pin, a 10-piece nugget, fries, 2 mysterious and very purple spicy sauces, and a vanilla frosty with a dark cherry swirl. And it even comes with a cute spoon.
All right. The sauces are called Dips of Dread, by the way. And my daughter is absolutely positively going to go nuts for this stupid thing. Anyway, let's see. Let's skip that. Skip that. Skip that. Skip that. Where's we need music. Where's the music? There we go. All right. Are we going to comedian already? Yeah, we are. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Since it's National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day, here's Jerry Seinfeld. Jerry? On the cereal that was basically made up of them, chocolate chip cookies.
Okay, parents for some reason had no idea or no interest that there's no food in any of this. And it was great until the Cookie Crisp people came along and blew the lid off of the whole racket. So always somebody pushes a good thing just a little too far. Cookie Crisp. If you don't know what this is a cereal. It's not like cookies. It is cookies. This is your breakfast. A bowl of chocolate chip cookies. This cereal should have been called the hell with everything. Ice cream for lunch, cake for dinner, bacon and cigarettes in between. That's the Cookie Crisp total health plan.
Yeah, it is. All right, that's there. You close it up. That's your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle, which we've already done, and we've done it. So,
what a delicious task that is. Yes,
I guess I don't know. All right, keep all that sound inside. I hope you did it firmly and vigorously. Coming up, we are going to get stupid with your stupid criminals in the news, and then we've got some good news for you as well. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
Whether you're traveling for business or leisure in Danville, Virginia, you owe it to yourself to stay at either the B or the Holbrook Hotels. Two unique boutique hotels with all of the modern comforts, convenient to downtown and the city's historic West End. Minutes from everything Danville has to offer. Competitive corporate rates for business travelers and fun packages and activities for leisure travelers. They offer kitchenettes and suite-style rooms and attractive long-term stay rates. Visit danvillebhotel.com or theholbrookdanville.com for reservations and more information.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, time once again for Stupid Criminals in Da News. Smokey the Bear isn't known for actually being out on the beat, but if you tick him off enough, he'll come after you. An unidentified man was reportedly driving around Florida, going to state parks, and stealing Smokey Bear signs. I said he was stealing the sign, the wooden ones that warn about forest and wildfire risks. Well, the guy would then turn around and list them on Facebook Marketplace for up to $2,000 each. But Florida's Commissioner of Agriculture, Wilton Simpson, says the suspect was caught in the act and that Smokey was actually on hand when he was cuffed and loaded into a patrol vehicle. Who is this? This is the Agriculture Commissioner, Wilton Simpson, talking about the arrest.
Smokey is always around our forests, and you got lucky today that he saw the bad guy and got him in cuffs. Who goes and steals an image of Smokey Bear and then tries to profit off of that? If you're going to go in and commit crimes in our forest, you probably need to find a different place. Not only will you find Smokey in some of those forests, but you'll find our Carl officers. We're the most pro-law enforcement state in the union. Smokey Bear's on the job also.
Criminal charges are pending, but Simpson said the guy could face jail time. And then there is this. Okay. I was reading something else. I might do that one. Who knows? The judge who sentences this guy should give him more than a few years in prison. He can obviously hold a grudge that long. Police in Paterson, New Jersey are searching for a man who stabbed two deli workers last week over the wrong sandwich. And a wrong sandwich order from 4 years ago. He showed up on Thursday complaining about a sandwich he got 4 years ago that had eggplant on it. He claimed he's allergic and it made his stomach hurt. When they asked him to leave, he pulled out a box cutter and started slashing. One of them got slashed in the arm. The other ended up with wounds to his stomach and chest. What is this? Here is the friend of the victims talking about the attacker.
Every time they make him happy, he's looking for another problem. He's just looking for problem. He's like nuts, crazy. He say he's allergic with eggplant, and he told him, you give me that eggplant in my sandwich, and my stomach was bothering me and stuff like that. Why you finish the sandwich? Why you come back like 4 years later asking for, like, why.
The second guy was still in the hospital last we checked, but luckily they're both expected to recover. A business next door got the guy on video, but police were still trying to track him down. Let's see. What else? Do we have another story? I thought there was one more in here. I thought there was a couple, actually. Skip that. Okay. A guy in New Jersey attacked two deli workers. Oh, we said that one. Never mind. It said a customer stabs bakery owners in the headline. We already did that story. There's good news. Let's do that. Do we want to do cat videos or the raccoon whisperer? All right, let's do the raccoon whisperer. An 82-year-old guy in Connecticut is in the news for being a raccoon whisperer. One walked up to him outside his house last spring, then kept returning for food every day, and eventually came back with five babies. Here is Dick Clark, not the Dick Clark, but here is Dick Clark talking all about his animal friends.
This raccoon just came walking up to me. I don't know whether she felt comfortable with me, but she came back with five babies. I wear a glove on my right hand, and I put the grapes or the marshmallows in it. And she gently takes the things out of it. I don't even need to use the glove, but you know, I'd rather be safe than sorry. But the most important thing is it just keeps me occupied. I enjoy doing it. It's as simple as that.
Oh, there you go. That's the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia. They've got the Hill City Slide coming up in August. It's a fundraiser. Visit UnitedWayCV.org or HillCitySlide.com to get your tickets and to reserve your time slot for Hill City Slide on August 22nd through the 24th in downtown Lynchburg. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
No, we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Go away. Go away.
Where does he think he's going?
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Thanks for tuning our way, and if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.